When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Trevor. This is a special mini-sode of Mayfair Watchers Society. The team is still hard at work on Season 2, but it's coming very soon. In the meantime, we'll be uploading more mini-sodes until it's ready. Also, I want to tell you about our new merch store, Blur Machine. Right now, you can buy actual cassette tapes with the first two episodes of Mayfair on blurmachine.com. That's Blur Machine, B-L-U-R-R, machine.com. You can also find a link to the store in this episode's show notes. We'll be back with another mini-sode next month. So sit back, enjoy, and have a happy Halloween.
We
are
the
Watchers.
Observers
of the
strange,
paranormal,
occult,
unwelcome,
unspiritual,
horrifying,
mystical,
secret,
transcendent,
repulsive,
captivating,
unwelcome,
appalling,
gruesome,
unseen,
magic,
revolting,
horrifying,
unseen.
Welcome
to
the
Mayfair
Watchers
Society.
That'll be $5.60. Enjoy your meal.
Thanks.
Oh, hi there. I almost didn't see you. My name's Lacey Brown, and I'm the head of employee integration here at Burger Boys. But it wasn't that long ago that I was a new employee, just like you. On behalf of everyone here, I'd like to start by saying congratulations. You've been selected out of hundreds of applicants to become a part of the Burger Boys family. Did you know that Burger Boys is the fastest growing chain restaurant in America? It's true! And as our latest recruits, you are now part of this exciting new business. Over the course of this video, you'll learn all about Burger Boys. We may be a fast-growing business, but here at Burger Boys, we think of ourselves as a family. Everyone who works in a Burger Boys location has an important part to play in making sure that our customers are happy and that they'll always want to come back for more. The start of a great Burger Boys experience is great customer service. So if you're one of our team members at the register, think of yourself as an ambassador for the Burger Boys brand. You will be the first person our customers interact with, so make sure your uniform is free of stains, your hair is neat, and your posture is straight. And remember, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Watch how I greet this customer and follow my example. Hi, welcome to Burger Boys. What can I get for you today?
Hey, can I get a double stacked bacon cheeseburger with a side of Cajun fries?
You certainly can. After they've ordered, ask them if they would like any upgrades or extras. But remember, not to be too pushy. Would you like to upgrade a meal for only 50 cents extra?
Yes, please.
What drink and dipping sauce can I get for you today?
I'll get a large lemonade and a chocolate chip cookie.
No problem. That'll be $4.50. Have a great day.
You too.
See, it's that easy. Just make sure to maintain a friendly and relaxed attitude around customers. But don't be too relaxed. What's up?
Hey, what do you want?
Hi, welcome to Burger Boys.
Even though this is a fun place to work, you have to keep in mind that you're still on the clock. Now, not everyone is going to be as nice as the customer in that example we just showed you. We're all human, and we all have bad days, though we like to think that
Burger Boys employees have less bad days than others. If you find yourself dealing with a problem customer, the key is conflict de-escalation. Take a deep breath and try to maintain a heart rate of under 80 beats per minute. Here's how to deal with, and how not to deal with, a negative guest interaction.
I thought I said no pickles. There are pickles on this.
His tone is uncalled for, but his complaint is still valid and should be listened to in a polite fashion. Responding to frustration with more frustration will not make the situation easier.
You didn't say you didn't want pickles.
Just pick the pickles off like an adult.
I'm very sorry, sir. We'd be happy to make you a replacement free of charge.
When the customer is upset, it is your responsibility to remain calm and reasonable. Remember, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
That's not good enough. I want a full refund.
I'm very sorry, but that's not part of our company policy. If you have complaints, you can speak to the manager or mail your concerns to the Burger Boys head office.
If you ever feel physically threatened, talk to your shift manager. They will make sure that you stay safe and the problem customer is correctly dealt with. If you don't start your Burger Boys journey in a customer-facing job, you'll likely be working with our burger stars in the kitchen, or as we sometimes like to call it, backstage. Before my promotion, my favorite part of working at the local Burger Boy franchise was getting behind the grill. You just can't beat the smell of a fresh Burger Boys cheeseburger. Hi, Ron.
Oh, hey there, Lacey.
Ron here is the regional manager of our Mayfair location, and he's going to tell you all about how we craft our famous flame-grilled cheeseburgers.
I've been working at Burger Boys for 3 years now, so you might think I get sick of the taste of cheeseburgers, but the truth is I can't get enough. That's because here at Burger Boys, we never skip on quality. All our Burger Boy patties are made with premium USDA grade B beef, which we grind in-house at the beginning of each day. Our patties are formed to a very specific dimension calculated by our top food scientists at the Burger Boys head office. Every patty is exactly 5.5 inches in diameter and half an inch thick. This allows our burgers to be juicy and flavorful without being too thick for the human jaw to comfortably bite into. Once the patties are formed, they are placed on a lined metal tray and stacked in a freezer, ready to be thawed and cooked to perfection.
Ron, we've got an order for 3 double-stacked cheeseburgers.
Coming right up! Now here's where the real magic happens. What's the secret to that distinctive Burger Boys flavor? First step is chopped onions. Make sure to sharpen the knives at the beginning of each shift. With all the onions we have to chop every single day, we don't want the customer seeing any watery-eyed team members. Take a room temperature patty from the defrosting station, lightly salt it, and place it on the grill. Put a single slice of onion on the raw side of the patty as it cooks. This gourmet trick gives our burgers their signature kick. When the underside is fully cooked, flip the patty over and add a single slice of American cheese on top. By the time the cheese melts, it should be time to take that baby off the grill and start stacking. Our Burger Boys food scientists have got the formula for stacking the perfect burger down to, well, a science. Right next to the grill is our assembly station. Pay attention to the order of the ingredients. First, spread exactly 15 milligrams of our famous burger sauce on the bottom bun. Then add a scant handful of shredded iceberg lettuce, 2 pickles, the patty, and finally 1 squirt of ketchup and mustard. It can be a little complicated on your first day, so just remember this handy acronym, BCIPAMIC. Order up 3 double-stacked cheeseburgers! Mm-mm-mm. The best thing about working here is the free burgers.
Thanks, Ron. Wow, these burgers look great. Now, let's talk about the proper etiquette when asking your Burger Boys manager for a raise. Here at Burger Boys, we pay all our employees fairly and in accordance with state and county minimum wage laws. Higher level employees may be entitled to benefits, but at the entry level, you don't really need them, do you?
Hey Tim, how much do you get paid an hour?
That's a bit personal, don't you think? I'd rather not discuss it.
it's not very polite to ask your coworkers how much they get paid, we try not to encourage competition between team members here at Burger Boys.
Hey, Tim, why don't you come with me? The Fast Food Workers Guild is meeting after our shift.
No thanks, John.
Be wary of anyone who tries to talk to you about unionizing. They might try to tell you that it'll lead to long-term benefits,
but really, all unions do is steal a portion of your hard-earned money. If you want a raise, you're more than welcome to.
Congratulations, Burger Star! You're an indispensable part of the Burger Boys family. You've proven your loyalty to the company, and I've heard you're ready to take the next step in your career. Here at Burger Boys, we pride ourselves on having greater career mobility than any other fast food franchise in America. If you work hard, you can go from fry cook to regional manager to having a salaried corporate position in under 5 years. And it's all thanks to the procedure. You might remember Jenny and John from earlier in this training series. They have generously volunteered to help Tim and I demonstrate the procedure. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Lacey. Oh, silly me. I'm sure Jenny and John want to say hi, too.
Let us go, please.
I won't ask for a raise again. I swear.
You might feel nervous about undertaking such a big step in your career, but the procedure is really quite painless when performed by a senior staff member. Pay close attention, because one day, you might have to perform the procedure yourself. Are you ready, Tim?
I sure am, Lacey.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ!
If you're performing the procedure for the first time, like Tim here, be sure not to accidentally tear your human skin when extending your fertilization tentacles.
Oh, God, John! Oh, no!
Now, Jenny, stop squirming. If you're about to undergo the procedure yourself, it's important to stay as still as possible. The eggs are very small, but can still present a choking hazard if accidentally inhaled before they reach the brain. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you that inhaling small objects is not OSHA approved. This is a safe workplace.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Haven't you been listening? There's no need to be scared, Jenny. This is all part of taking the next step in your exciting journey as a Burger Star.
I promise I won't tell anyone. Please, please.
Once the first dozen eggs are planted, the larva will start to hatch and form the networks we need for complete assimilation. Great work, Tim.
You have to let me go.
I'm very sorry, but that's not part of our company policy.
Fuck you. You fucking monsters.
Language. Remember, Jenny, you're never fully dressed without a smile. As the head of employee integration, I take my job very seriously. It seems like I need to have a quick word with Jenny here, but I'll be right back. Thanks so much for helping me with this demonstration, Tim. I couldn't have done it without you.
I should be thanking you, Lacey. I finally feel like a real Burger Star.
The boys at the head office would be proud. With that attitude, I think you might make regional manager in no time. I hope this has helped to set your mind at ease. A senior staff member will be with you shortly.
Thanks for watching.
The taste of the zoo, that's for the boys. thank you for listening.
Neighbor.
Mayfair Watcher Society is based on the works of Trevor Henderson. Burger Boys was written by Meg Tutton. Lacey was played by Shelby Scott. Tim was played by Chris Harris Beachy. Ron was played by Marquise Moore. Jenny was played by Kayla Temshiv. John was played by Dustin Parsons. The Angry Customer was played by Jesse Hall. Customer Number 2 was played by Ashley Jones. The Dialogue Editor was Jesse Hall. The Sound Designer was Brad Colebrook. Music was by Matt Roy Berger. The Showrunner was Cale Brown. The Creative Director was me, Trevor Henderson. It was produced by Pacific S. Obadiah, and the executive producers were Tom Owen and Brad Miska. A Bloody FM Show.